I have said the other day that meditation is not a technique, it's an attitude. So we may wonder, an attitude towards what? And what is this attitude? The attitude is towards whatever is arising at every instant. Towards life that is manifesting every instant. In our sitting, dullness at time, joy, tranquility, pain, sleepiness, all the life that manifests every instant within us. So meditation is the way we relate to that. How do we connect to life as it is manifesting every instant? Are we open to life to fully experience it? On the contrary, are we escaping life? Wanting something else which is not here now? Which is not alive. So it is really about a way to open to life or to escape from life. In order to see it much more clearly and to discover the full dimension of life. And in this full dimension of life, we'll find satisfaction and freedom. But for that, we need to experience it. If constantly we are escaping from it, then we cannot discover it. We can choose a grounding experience, sensation in the abdomen, in the chest, hands or arms, or the whole of the body. But at time, other experiences also do arise. Boredom, tiredness, tranquility, joy. So this grounding experience is one way that we can connect with ourselves because it is always there, does not disappear. Can always experience some sensations in the abdomen, chest, or hands or arms, in the body. But it's not a negation of other experience that may come and do seem to be the main aspect of what we're experiencing. Again, sleepiness, boredom. When there is boredom, I'm not so much concerned with sensations because I'm bored. So at this time, I can explore what is boredom. Without any preconception and discover, maybe I can be fully aware, present in boredom, and it is not boring anymore. Or tiredness or anything. So any present situation is a challenge for us to have the right attitude. So the right attitude is not an attitude of pushing away, clinging to what's happening, or moving away from the experience by telling a story about the experience. Rather than experiencing what's happening, we start to switch to a story about what's happening. Story can be very short. It's good, bad, better. Or it can be a very long story that can may take 45 minutes. So in our meditation, what is at stake is the attitude. If we are aware when we are pushing away something because it is unpleasant, aware that we are resisting it, aware that we want something else which is not here now. I would like the same peace that I experienced the other day, the same tranquility that was here before, or a similar experience to what's happening now, but slightly improved. So as soon as I want something else, I switch from experiencing to imagination. That which is not here is only imagination. And when I try to be present in some imagination, it's very difficult, there is confusion. So recognize when you want something else. Doesn't need to be very much different. Doesn't need to be spending your holidays in Italy, you know, which at least is very clear that's not happening right now. But it is more difficult to recognize when our desire is for an experience very similar to the one I am having now, but slightly improved. And in as much imagination as the image of Italy now, more difficult to recognize. So this attitude of balance, not pushing away, not wanting something else, not stepping outside or at a distance from the present experience to tell a story about it. It's a very, very subtle attitude, very subtle way to connect to life, which is really to be in the middle of life, fully experiencing it, with all its richness and its freedom. We can check sometimes. What am I doing now? Am I trying to promote another experience? I'm trying to get rid of this experience, even if it is in a very subtle way that nobody can see. Or am I fully okay with what's happening right now? Not with an attitude of resignation, but being willing to fully experience it, to discover it fully. So the attitude is always dealing with this pushing away through aversion, wanting something else through desire, or switching from the experience to a story about the experience, judgment, evaluation, which is confusion. It is expressed in a different way, sometimes in the different tradition. The Tibetans speak about nothing to want, nothing to want to get rid of, no hope, no fear, as being the right attitude. Zen speak about having no preferences, all ways of expressing this right attitude in the present experience, not pushing away, not wanting something else, and not stepping out of the experience to make evaluation, judgment, or stories. It's a fine art to be in this proper disposition with respect to the present experience. That can be found in the or explore in the grounding experience, in the sensation in the abdomen, chest, on the whole of the body. But if something is disturbing me, slight irritation or whatever, and I try to force to be really in touch with sensation in the abdomen, it is possible that I'm at the same time trying to push away this aversion. So that's why it is important to be aware of the quality of the mind that meditates. Checking your attitude. So be aware of that in your practice. If the attitude is correct, there is meditation happening, no question about it. If the meditation, if the attitude is not correct, then meditation is not happening. But this attitude is an attitude of gentleness, openness, sensitivity. It's not forcing to have some experience. Or withdrawing from some experience. So be aware of that in your practice. Finding the balance when to be in the grounding experience. And at times being open to other things that seems to be stronger in this instant.